Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Connie Thiessen. This episode sponsored by Cover Media. Cover Media and the World Entertainment News Network deliver licensed content for your website, including breaking lifestyle news, high-res photos, and HD video stories updated 24/7. Learn more at MomentumMediaNetworks.com. The story goes that when Amanda Kingsland was just 14, she asked for tickets to the Canadian Country Music Association Awards, and after watching the show, knew that she had to be a part of the country music industry. Fast forward roughly 15 years, and Kingsland herself was walking away with the CCMA Music Director of the Year honor. She did it again in 2017 and 2018, and again this past month in Calgary. On this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, Amanda Kingsland, Program Director at Ottawa's Country 101.1 and the National Music Director for the Rogers Country brand. So congrats on your most recent Canadian Country Music Association Award wins. This was a huge year for the station.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. Like, I couldn't have called it. I can tell you that it was pretty epic. I'm just super grateful that our station was recognized the way it was by the industry.
So run down the list of awards that you took home.
We won Radio Station of the Year in a large market, and then Country Program of the Year for our program Girl Power Hour, which we played across our entire Rogers Country chain, and then I won Music Director of the Year in a large market.
And you've won that award now 4 consecutive years. That has to be some kind of record.
It is in that category, yeah. I mean, that's not why we do it, but it's certainly a cool trophy to have.
So let's talk about Girl Power Hour, because that was one of the things that you were recognized for. Can you talk about why you decided it was important to showcase women's voices in country music and how that show came together?
Sure. Over the last few years, there's been some great conversation around the lack of females on country radio, the lack of females in the music industry altogether. And I had been on numerous panels and been part of many conversations about this issue, and it just seemed like rather than continue to talk about how it needed to change, we just needed to jump in and do something. And we thought about how we could make a difference as a radio network. And although we were already playing females, you know, we were strategically making sure they were programmed in every sweep of music, you know, that doesn't necessarily draw attention to it. So we developed Girl Power Hour, which ran on every one of our 8 stations across Canada. And it played only female music for an hour each weeknight, and allowed us to showcase some of the greatest female artists, some of the up-and-comers, some of the current women who are holding the charts, and really just kind of show how talented these females are and show that you can play them back-to-back and people will still listen.
So you referenced that new song data research that found that men are outplaying women on Canadian country radio by a ratio of 8.7 to 1. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I think there's a lot of contributing factors. I mean, I think that the whole issue is fairly cyclical. You know, the amount of songs that are serviced to radio is not an even ratio. I think that if we played every female song that was serviced to us, we still wouldn't be even close because, again, it's sort of a cyclical issue. We have to have more female artists putting out songs and more of them being played on radio and more consumers purchasing the songs, streaming the artists, buying tickets to seeing them, and showing that, you know, labels should be signing them so that we get more songs. You know, it is every person on the chain has a responsibility to correcting this issue.
There's an argument out there that it's market forces at work and that fans actually want to hear male voices. Do you think that carries any weight?
I know that there's research and there's people that believe that. I don't personally believe that. I'm a big fan of the demo, a big fan of the format, and I'm in the demo, and I'm a big fan of female artists. And we see that a ton when we have these artists come play events, when we play their songs. when we launched Girl Power Hour, our ratings doubled. You know, people listen to it. People request these songs. So it's hard for me to say that people don't want to hear them when we are getting requests for them.
You've mentioned to me previously that of the Canadian country radio stations that report, I think it's about half a dozen out of 35 that have women in leadership roles. Do you think that's part of the problem across the board?
Yeah, again, I think that it's a problem where every facet in the business has to step up and do something. I think that, you know, as a female programmers, there's not enough of them. Female label executives, you know, female tour managers. I think that there just needs to be more female stepping up and you know, doing these roles, because I think that that will just add more perspective, different perspective, and allow for, you know, the conversation to continue to change, the narrative to continue to expand.
You are kind of in an enviable position with your four consecutive CCMA wins. Do you have any insight for other country programmers, and how do you keep the momentum going now that you're on this winning streak?
That's a very good question. I mean, I think one of the things we've really done with the station, and something that I try to do every day, is make the best decisions possible, even if they're not the easiest decisions. And I think a lot of times the right things to do aren't the easiest things to do. I'll tell you that not everybody in the industry loved Girl Power Hour. Many of my peers challenged whether or not it was good programming. And, you know, we believed it was the right thing to do. So I think that, you know, just constantly taking a step back and trying to challenge myself and our team here with what are the right things for this format, what are the right things for our listeners and our station, and proceeding with the right things versus the easiest things. I think that's going to be, you know, how we stick to our guns here, how we keep blazing a trail or you know, being able to be front runners in some of the programming that we're doing.
Is there anything else that you credit for your success?
Well, we have an incredible team. You know, Rogers has 8 country stations, and at every one of those stations is a team that's really passionate about the format. Here in Ottawa at Country 101.1, we have a team that is every day, you know, sharing their passion for the format, for the artists. And I think that makes such a huge difference when you love what you do. And so I think that that's, you know, I would have to say that having an incredible team that believes in a lot of the crazy ideas I have or brings forth their own crazy ideas and allows us to all get behind them is what separates us from the pack.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.